Well, will the Iranian president be the next Nobel Peace Laureate? Well, an online opinion poll by a British newspaper puts Hassan Rouhani ahead in the competition. A survey being conducted by The Guardian shows respondents believe Rouhani is the most deserving to be awarded this year's Nobel Peace Prize. The opinion poll officially closes on Wednesday. So far, over 70% of the online voters have picked Rouhani, more than four times the number of votes received by Pakistan's teenage social activist Malala Yousafzai, who is in second place. The poll does not reflect the Nobel Committee's actual opinions, but Rouhani is being lauded for his recent overture calling for the establishment of ties with the West based on mutual respect and understanding. Well, let's speak to Professor William Beeman. He's with the University of Minnesota and joining us via Skype from San Jose. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Professor. Now, it seems Rouhani's recent overtures have gone quite positively with the citizens of the world, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, and there's no question that President Rouhani deserves serious consideration for the Nobel Peace Prize. His posture with regard to the West is a remarkable change in the climate that has been taking place between the United States and its allies and Iran. And his appearance at the United Nations was greeted very positively by the citizens of the world.
Indeed. So looking at how Iran has been continually demonized by the West and its media over the years, but now it seems that the public at large is becoming more aware. Do you think this will put further pressure on the Western leaders and governments to come with more sincerity to the negotiating table?
Well, let's be realistic. A single poll by the Guardian newspaper is not going to bring the Western powers to a diplomatic change. But there's no question that when you see public opinion expressed in this way, that the Western powers have to take account of the fact that President Rouhani has made a very positive impression on the people of the world. And so this has got to affect at least attitudes, if not policy.
All right, that was William Beeman with the University of Minnesota joining us via Skype from San Jose. Professor, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.